begin, guys. Okay? Let's begin, guys. All right. Okay. We got a lot to do, guys. Let's go. Let's begin. Yesterday, we concluded shiur with the machlokes and rishonim. Yesterday, we concluded shiur with the machlokes and rishonim. Hey, guys, move up. Move the chairs up. Machlokes and rishonim between the Tosfos and the Ran as to whether, with machlokes and rishonim as to whether we say oskim mitzvah potam and mitzvah, when it's efshel lekayim shneim, when it's possible to do mitzvah beis, are you potter or not? So Tosfos was of the opinion that you only say oskim mitzvah, rak, kashir, e efshar, when it's impossible lekayim mitzvah shneim. That's the only time you say oskim mitzvah potam and mitzvah. However, the Ran, which we started yesterday in shir, which we're going to do b'li neder, the Ran says afilu kashir efshar lekayim shneim. He says you are potter. Okay. Tosfos said rak kashir efshar lekayim osek b'mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. You got it. Machloik is twice in the Ran that we said yesterday. What is the scope of this principle? Oisik b'mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. Is it only when it's efshar lekayim shneim, or is it also when it's efshar lekayim shneim? Machloik is twice in the Ran, right? We left off where the Tosfos quoted the Ran. We're going to start it inside in a few minutes. But how do we paskin on this shiloh? So thank you, Matthew, for bringing the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Ramah, let's get it down, Simen Lamed Ches in Hilchos Tefillin. Ramah writes in Simen Lamed Ches in Hilchos Tefillin, how do we paskin on this critical shiloh as to whether Oisik v'mitzvah is part of the mitzvah? Writes the Ramah Lamed Ches, Sif Ches, in Hilchos Tefillin, regarding people that write Tefillin and Mezuzos, you have a sofer. He's writing up mitzvahs. He's writing up tefillin and mezuzah. Is he potter from Shema? Yes. The chol osik b'mitzvah potter from the mitzvah acheres. Im tzarich litroach achar acheres. If it's a tircha for him, aval yochel lasos shtein kachzul lo torach yaseh shtein. This is who? Get it down. The Ramah paskins like the Ran that goes to Ashri, which I gave you yesterday, Vishim, the Or Zaruah. So the Ramah makes a stand, the Ferish Nuchos Tefillin. Donnie, let's get it. And he says, we paskin like the Ran, that your Oskim Mitzvah Potam Mitzvah applies, even if it's Efshar to do Mitzvah Beis, even if it's a Tircha. If it's a Tircha, you are a Potter. He paskins the Ferish like who? Like the Shita of the Ran. And the Or Zaruah and the Goes Ashri, I wrote the Ran. We're right, Agos, Ashri, and Or Zaruah. Amazing. Okay. Now, I want to get to the following. We mentioned at the very end of Shir yesterday, the Suffolk of the Sharatzion. What was the Suffolk of the Sharatzion? The Suffolk of the Sharatzion is in Simen. Tuf Ayin Hei Sifkot Lamed Tes. Again, thank you, Matthew, for bringing it. He says that you're in a Seder night, you're in a funeral home. You're watching the mace. You can't eat the matzah. Okay. He says eat the matzah. Yes? You can eat the matzah. Eat the matzah, he says. But what does he say? Beferish there. What does he say, Jacob? You remember? What does he say in the Sharatzion? I want you guys to get this. What does he say in the Sharatzion? Sifkot Lamates. Tuf Ayin Hei Sifkot Lamates. Does he say you have to eat the matzah again? Yes or no? Michal, you got me?
Yeah.
You're showing the mace and you eat the matzah. What's the din? Do you have to eat the matzah again or not?
No.
No, you do not. You're a yotze with what you did. That's what he writes b'feirish. So what? That's the first nekuda that I want to bring out. And what's the other nekuda? The other nekuda is, he says, I'm not sure whether you say a bracha. Please get those two nekudas down. He says, "Mekomokum stapakna, whether you would say achilas matzah or not, because maybe you weren't mitzvah." So how do those two things square with one another? On one hand, what does it say? That what you do your yotzeh when you were shomer, they say the matzah yotzeh. On the other hand, he says, "I'm not sure whether you say a bracha." Why are you not sure? If he says you're Yotzeh, you don't have to eat the matzah again, then why don't you say a bracha? That should be bothering you. That should bother you in the Shartzian. That small Shartzian conceptually should be bothersome. How do those 2 points coexist? Jacob, get this down. He writes, Beferish, you do not need to eat the matzah again. So you don't need to eat the matzah, and that shows you're Yotzeh in the mitzvah. So why is he stopping whether you say a bracha or not? For of course you should say a bracha. You understand what I'm saying? What this speaks to is the following. When you discuss this Ron and this sheet of the Ramah, which I write here, the Ramah Paskins, when you say Oskim mitzvah, Potim in a mitzvah, and it applies even when it's Epsilon Kayim Shneim, is that a Ptur or is it a Hafka? It is a Ptur or a Hafka. What's the difference between the two? Tour means that what? I'm putter from base, but if I did it, I fulfill a mitzvah. I get points in Shemayim. Hafka means it doesn't exist. It's not a mitzvah. You understand what I'm saying? There are two ways to analyze this Ron, which the Ramah Paskins like. When you say mitzvah base is putter, does that mean if I do it, I'm not Yotzeh? Or does it mean that what? That it's a completely what? It's a complete afgad, it's a nothing? Or do you say what? Or do you say I'm putter, if I did it, I'm Yotzeh? Do you understand? That's what the suffix of the Shartzian depends upon. Because if it's just a p'tur, then you would say Efshel of what? Efshel Lavarik. If you would say it's afgad, then lo Lavarik. Then you would not say the bracha. And also, what would you say? 1 second, Michael. Yotzeh? You are Yotzeh? Lo what? Lo Yotzeh. So this hasn't helped us. You understand what I'm saying? What did the Mishnah Berurah write in the Shartzian? Were you Yotzeh?
Yeah.
Yes. So why is he stopping whether there's a bracha or not? I mean, the bottom line is that what? If you're Yotzeh, then you should hold it to Ptur, and then you should for sure say a bracha. But I want to set it up like that. You follow what I'm saying? Now, I gave you what we call, one of the great Rishonim is called the Ma'arach or Zeruah. Matthew found it in Jacob. The Ma'arach or Zeruah can be found in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. I gave it to you. And he says in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, he writes the following equation, which I want you to get. He writes the following equation, Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, Ma'arach or Zeruah. And you know what he says? He says, Beferish, he says an amazing thing. He says, Osik mitzvah, putter a mitzvah, is like a woman. What do you mean, like a woman? The Ma'arach or Zeruah writes that Osik mitzvah, putter mitzvah, is like a woman, Kisha, legabe mitzvahs, essay, Shebizman, Grama. You follow what I'm saying? What's the din of a woman by mitzvah sessions of his mind grama? Are they chayav or putter? They're putter. Anytime by mitzvah sessions, the Gemara says a kedushin, they're putter. Now, if a woman wants to do it, can she say a bracha or not?
Yep.
A famous machloikis, excellent Matthew, between the Rambam and Tosfos. Sephardic women, when they shake a lulav, lo mevarchin. They do not say a bracha. The Mechaber says like the Rambam. Ashkenazic women, if they want to say a shekeluv, do they say a bracha? Yes. The Ramah is like Tosfos. They say a bracha. So this is what he wants to tie in. The Ma'arach or Zeruah, guys, get this down, equates Osik mitzvah, putim in a mitzvah, to a woman wanting to do a mitzvah says she is man grama. He equates the two together. Is you got this? So if he equates the two together, then what should follow? Who is the Ramah, Ashkenazic or Sephardic?
Ashkenazic.
Who does the Ramah Paskin like? Tosfos. We said in the beginning of Shir. No. Who does he Paskin like? Tosfos, that you can what? That you can say a bracha. Who does he Paskin like regarding Osik mitzvah, putim in a mitzvah? Like the Ran. So why is the Shartzian mistopic about a bracha? We're strengthening our kasha. Why is he even stopping about the bracha? If he says you could say a bracha and it's like the Orzarua says, like women, so then why is he even stopping? He says you yotze. You don't have to eat the matzah again when you're shomer the mace. Again, let's go over the whole thing from the beginning. Michal, I'll get to you right. Let's go over the whole thing with me. Get it down. We started off here with the Smachleikis places in Iran. Do you say Yosef Mitzvotim is only when it's EF Shulakayim or even when it's F Shulakayim, correct? Is you got this? Who does the Roma Paskin like? Like the Ran and Simon Laman Chesed Nuchos Tefillin. Yonatan, get this down. It was from the beginning of Shir before you came in. The Roma says if you're writing, if you're a sofer, you don't have to say Kriyash Matfilah Zatircha. That's the Ran. So if the Roma Paskin like the Ran, why is the shard seen as a suffix that when you're a Shomer Mace on the Seder night and you eat the matzah, what does he say? I'm not sure whether you say a bracha, right? But what does he also write? Do you have to eat the matzah again? Are you Yotze? Yes. He says you're Yotze. So if you're Yotze, why was he stopping whether you say a bracha or not? Of course you should say a bracha. Should be like women, like I mean, it says the non-grama. No? In other words, he's holding that it's a p'tur, efshir levarach, and you are Yotze. So why does the Mishnah Berurah, the Shartzion, has a suffix about a bracha? Shartzion is mistopic. He has a suffix, legabi the bracha. What we're asking, guys, if you want to put two and two together, it doesn't make sense. Why does he have a suffix whether you say a bracha or not when he says beferish Yotze, you don't have to eat the matzah again? If you don't have to eat the matzah again, it means a Yotze, then you for sure you should say a bracha. It's only a p'tur. It's not a complete hafgah. The Marach or Zeru compared it to women. Women, legabi mitzvah zman grama, if they want to take on the mitzvah, they say a bracha? Yes. So say the same thing here. Do you understand our difficulty? That's the kasha we're beginning shir with. Yes, Yehuda.
But what about the Sephardic opinion? Why can't we say that that's the question?
I understand, but with the Ramah, Mr. Brewer is Ashkenazic. He's going within the Ramah. You understand what I'm saying? He's going within the Ramah's psak. So it should follow, and that's what I wanted you to understand with the Shartzian, to put the two Nakudas together. Why is he stopping about the bracha when he writes the Pharisee should be yotz in the mitzvah? For sure you should say the bracha. Should be no worse than women. Yes, Matthew.
Can we perhaps say that maybe when he's being Shomer Meis or Shomer Aveda and he's doing matzah, he's not, like maybe that he's doing the mitzvah of the mitzvah, but he's not really being the kaya mitzvah's matzah.
Why not? He's eating the matzah, it's a chila.
So it's like half.
No, he's eating it, he's yotze. It's mamash yotze. Mamash yotze. Michal, you had a kasha before. Yeah.
I just wanted to know, early when we went to Ritva,
yes.
It sounds like Hafka, but it really is a stronger language. He says it's almost an isser. The
right, but the Ritva we said yesterday, remember, was with Hushita? Tosfos, that it's Efsher. These two possibilities are to analyze the Ran.
Okay.
See, when the Ran says that you can apply Osu Mitzvah even on Mitzvah Beis, does that mean that Beis is out the window? Then it's Afkar, it's just a P'tur. So it's a Mestam, it's just a P'tur. You're Yotze the Mitzvah if you did it. So I'm saying if you're Yotze the Mitzvah, why don't you say a Bracha? Why is he not sure about the Bracha? So I want you guys to get this. Get this answer. Hey, Adam, clear, you got it? Get this answer, because we've got to see the Ron inside. I'm going to say the answer. The answer perhaps is follows. It's a very sharp answer. Sefer Yeh Shlomar wants to say it. Let's get it done. Sefer Yeh Shlomar. He wants to say the following distinction. I want you to get it. Beautiful answer. He says, when women say a bracha on shaking a lulav, you know what that's indicative of? How can they say Asher Kidshana b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu on the lulav? How can they say v'tzivanu on the lulav? They're not mitzvah. But you know what? At least someone in the planet Earth is. Namely who? Men. Men are mitzvah. So since men are mitzvah, therefore it's considered to be what? It's considered to be good. The bracha is not difficult. But here, what are we dealing with? What's our topic of the Shomer Meis on the Seder night? What's it talk about? What topic, though? Osik b'mitzvah, patur mitzvah. No one. It's possible that maybe it's a complete what? Maybe it's a complete hafkah. Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, it's not that it's a complete hafkah, but maybe it's a what, Avram? Not a complete hafkah, but it's still a p'tur. But it's not right to say the bracha. Why is it not right to say the bracha? Because maybe what? On the possibility that maybe no one is b'chuyiv, it's not right to say the what? To say the bracha. See, on one hand, the Shartzian is saying, you're yotze the mitzvah. You don't have to do the mitzvah again. But it's not right to say the bracha when it's possible to alpidin that no one might be mechuyev. At least by women, men are mechuyev in a mitzvah seshe shevuot, shevizman grama. And therefore the bracha for women to say is not so bad. But in this possibility, even though he did write you are yotze, but what happens if you say a bracha levatala? What's the famous sheet of the Rambam? If you say a bracha levatala, what's the din of the sheet of the Rambam? Rambam says you're over a bracha levatala. What are you over? Ki tisa. So it's big stuff, guys. So we're a little bit scared. So bracha levatala. It's a little bit scared. Okay? Tulsa says in Rosh Hashanah it's only a din drabanu. You say a bracha levatala. So what I want to suggest is the following. I want you to get this. When it comes to what? The mitzvah, he says you don't have to eat the mitzvah again. You don't have to eat the matzah again. We assume that you're yotze. It's a p'tur. So he said it should follow, you should say a bracha. What's the answer? What's the answer? The answer is that what? It's possible to say it's not right to say the bracha. Why is it not right to say the bracha? Because there's still that possibility out there that what? That maybe what? There's still that possibility out there that if you've been yotze the mitzvah, you know what? If you're not being yotze the mitzvah, you don't say a what? You don't say a bracha. Osik the mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I still don't like the answer. I'll tell you why. Again, let's make sure we get the answer. The answer is that when it comes to women, I have no problem women saying the bracha because men would say the bracha. So it's not so bothersome. But when you say yotze mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah, and there's a possibility that you're not yotze, you don't have to do mitzvah beis at all because I pass on like the Ron, then what you're doing is meaningless. So the bracha will be a bracha what? Levatala. And according to the Rambam, that's big stuff. According to the Rambam, that's an issue of the Raisa. You understand what I'm saying? The only problem with that is I don't like that. Why don't I like this answer? Because if you're really worried about it, then you should make the guy eat the what? Eat the matzah again. So it's not such a great answer. I don't think it's such a great answer at all. You know what I mean? Because mimanafshach. If you don't require me to matzah again, shouldn't you be worried about a matzah? Tziraisa? Why are you only worried about a bracha? What, because a bracha is a lav? And this is an essay? We're always worried about tziraisas. Whether it's a lav or an essay. So I really don't have a good answer, to tell you the truth. I really don't have a good answer in this shartzian. But I wanted you to make sure you get it. Yes, Yehuda.
So in this answer, is a chilik between the person that's osik the mitzvah and the woman that the woman is able to take upon herself to do the mitzvah, but the man in this case isn't able to take upon herself to do the mitzvah?
We're saying that the woman can take it upon herself and she can even say a bracha, but the bracha is okay because men are mechuyev. But in this case, there's a possibility that if you all mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah, then what you're doing by eating the matzah is meaningless. Because no one might be mechuyev. Exactly.
Also, I think possibly the answer could be, I know that by tzitzis, we're bringing tzitzis out, there's a whole machlokes about wearing them out in a basic baros.
Then you're not allowed to. Loig l'rosh.
So maybe, like b'diavad, if you have the matzah, if you're yotze, but you shouldn't make a bracha on it in front of the mace because it's not covered in mace.
Okay, but let's say I hear it's a good suggestion. Let's say that wouldn't be a problem. It's a good thought. But you don't get the impression from him that he's mistopic about it being a zilzal of the bracha in front of the mace. Seems like he's mistopic about the hilchos osik mitzvah putim in the mitzvah. You follow what I mean? So that's why I'm bothered by it. So I want to chazer this whole nekuda over, and then we gotta go by. Yes, Akiva, go ahead. Because no, because anyone who is in this same predicament of osik v'mitzvah patam v'mitzvah, then mitzvah b'is is meaningless. There's no difference between men and women, right? I understand.
Any woman is also
potter. No, but I understand anyone who's in the predicament of osik mitzvah, potter and mitzvah will not, you won't find a person on a planet Earth that's chayv in that bracha if you hold the lamdas of afka. Whereas by mitzvah sesh yesh b'zman grama, the halach is that men are mechuyiv in it and they say a bracha. So I'm saying the bracha is always said in that predicament. You have to, the litmus test is in that same predicament. Anyone's in this predicament of also mitzvah upon mitzvah, and you learn number two, then what I did is meaningless. So then, how can you say you don't have to resort on the fact? Oh, mitzvah is on grama, men are always mechuyev. So I'm not bothered by the fact that women say the bracha, because the bracha has meaning if someone else would say it, namely men. But here, the bracha has no meaning if you're in this predicament. If you hold afka, you're not yotzei. So I'm saying, you hear what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, these two points don't square in the Shartzian. It's a nice answer, but I don't think it holds water, the answer, to tell you the truth. Doesn't hold water, because the fact of the matter is, if you're worried about no one's going to say it, that means you're saying Hafka. You're saying Hafka, then you should make him eat the matzah again. You know what I mean? And he said you don't have to eat the matzah again. That's what I'm bothered by. Okay, I'm bothered by this Shartzian. Okay? How do these two points square? Okay? We got it? So we got Machlekes Ryan Tosfos, Ramah Pasuk like the Ryan, Sharsi and Suffolk, our difficulty with it, Halacha L'maisa, how's it going to square, and the equation, the Ma'arach Zeruah to the women, and we're saying, we try to give an answer, but still, very difficult to me, this answer, okay? We got it? All right, now let's see the Ryan, where we left off, okay? To everyone take a look inside, Yad Aleph from an Aleph, in the Dapya Rif, I don't know what it is in the Oz V'Hazar. What? Lamed Aleph. Okay, let's go, Avram. Let's go where we left off. Let's go, guys. We had a Shita of Tosfos. Tosfos had a beautiful Shita. We know the Tosfos Shita, that's in the Yefshir. Let's start from Lo Nirali Kain.
It's Lamed, not
Lamed
Aleph.
Lamed, okay. Lo Nirali Kain. Everyone got it? Let's see inside now. Okay?
Lo Nirali
Kain. Everyone look inside, guys, because I want to try to go back the rise back and forth. Go ahead. Excellent. Okay, everyone, leave your finger on what? Leave your finger on the Ron. Go to Yudim and Beis, real quick, guys. Yudim and Beis. It's a very short Gemara. Look at Yudim and Beis. Itmar. Seven lines from the top. Yudim and Beis. Go ahead, Avram. You have decorations that dip down from the schach more than four tefachim. What's the din? Go ahead. If you sit under that noise sukkah. Excellent. Machloikas Amoroyim. Go ahead. They visited the house of Rish Galusa. He was very close to Rav Nachman with the Rish Galusa, and he sat them down. Rav Gisdon had them sleep in a sukkah of that had four tefachim noy away from the schach. And what happens? They didn't say a word. For what? You thought they would have screamed at him and said, what are you doing? We hold that's psula. Go ahead. He actually asked them, were you guys chozerbo from your shita? Were you guys chozerbo? But you shouldn't call them guys. Is there a gedolim? Rav Nachman, Rav Chista, Rav Chista, Rav Avraham, were you guys chozerbo? Right? Were you chozerbo? You great rabbanim? Go ahead. Oh, they said no. They said we're visiting the XLR. We're shluchim mitzvah, p'turim, osu mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. Now, can you do both?
Yeah.
Can you do both? Yes. And it still says potter. This is a raya for who? The raya. Now, if you're Tosfos, how would you reject this? So I think you'd have to stand on your head and say, like Tosfos said in our Gemara, that if you build a sukkah, it would have stopped them from going to visit the Rebbe. If they would have sat in such a sukkah, they would have had to fix it. And you know what would have happened? They would have gotten so tired out, they wouldn't have been able to visit with the XLR.
That's what you have to say. Then they held the sukkah as psula, so they weren't going to send it anyways. them the sukkah is psula, so it doesn't, like, it, how could this be a raya for Tosos?
No, it's a raya for the Ram.
You know what I'm saying? Rebbe was saying that, what would Tosos?
Yes, what would Tosos say?
No, I mean
how can you invoke Osamitsu when you can do both?
No, because he would say it's not the question of doing both or not, because the sukkah is a puzzle sukkah, so you're not getting into sukkah anyway.
You're saying that there's Matthew saying a different answer. Matthew's saying you're not yotze at all.
Yeah, but
I know, but that wasn't their. That's not what they said, though. That's not what they said. I understand, but I'm just saying. I think it's a better way of saying it the way we're saying it, because according to what the Gemara says, they use the klal of osukim to put them in a mitzvah. That's why it's a raya for the Ran. Back to the Ran, Avram. Read it again inside. Go ahead. Guys, look back inside, please. Yeah, he adds on Rav Chisda. The box says Varaba Bar Rav Huna. It's Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Go ahead. Uperish Rashi. They didn't answer back that we changed our minds in the Sukkah's Kshera. Go ahead. What do you mean? He asked them, were you chozer both from your shita? Go ahead. Ihave. What does that mean? It's not mashma that they dissed the mitzvah of seeing their Rebbe. Because why? Because they slept in the sukkah. It's mashma they did both. Right? It's not mashma that by them sitting in the sukkah, that would have stopped them, impeded them from fulfilling Chayav Adam Lachma Pnei Rabba Baregel. So the Ran says, I'm right. You see that after Osimitz of Potemans applies even if you can do two. Even if you can do the second mitzvah, you are still Potter. So he says, he brings a beautiful riot. So I'm saying, once you get down to your notes, that if you're Tosfos, I would reject that Rai and say no. Somehow, if they would sit in the sukkah, that would be Cheru, they'd have to fix it up, they'd have to make it, and that would tire them out, and that would impede them from visiting with the Exilar. That's what you'd have to say. But the Poshub Shavim Gemara is like the Ran. The Ran invokes the Klal of Oskim to put them in a mitzvah, and that's in a scenario where it's Efshel Akayim both. And he says they said that they were Potter. Shluchim Mitzvah on, so don't worry about it. We hold that at Sukkah's Psula. Yes, Matthew.
I feel like it seems a little zealous. Like, why would Riyah Mara and, like, when you theoretically think, like, Bishma, like, get the mitzvah, like, why wouldn't they sleep in the sukkah if they could? Right? It seems like...
He's a tircha.
But it seems
based on what the Ran says, then I'm saying it fits in well with what I'm saying. It's a tircha. What does the Ran say? What does the Ramah say? When it's a tircha to do beis, you're a potter. That's the bottom line.
But then,
tircha.
But then what do we care if the sukkah is not kosher?
That's what they were saying to him. We don't care because it was psula, but we're pata because also it's a pata in a mitzvah. Exactly like you're saying, and it is a tircha. I'm filling in the blank. You have to say that it's a tircha. Yes, it is a tircha. Fits in quite well. That's what you're going to have to say according to the Ran. And Tais will say no. It becomes the efshar. Became the efshar. Okay. All right. Very good. Excellent. That's a good, excellent nakuda. Go ahead now, Avram. Fight the guys. Look inside now. This is such a fundamental machloikis. Osim to put them in the mitzvah. That's why we're seeing the Ran inside. Go ahead. Let's see. What's the din? If the chassan did not consummate his marriage, he got married Wednesday night, psula nisus liyom ravi, first mishnah ksubis. He didn't consummate the marriage. He's parked in kriyashma until Saturday night. We can't pot them forever. We pot them till Saturday night. Go ahead. If Tosus is right, what should be the din? Wait one second. If Tosus is right, im Isa, if it's true that Yochel Kaim Shneim you're chayiv, then what? Neima. What should you do? You should have the chassan settle down. Calm down. Don't be so stressed out. Calm down. According to Tosos, if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, you're Chayiv, then you should calm down. Kid Amar. Yeah, like it says by an Avel. U'L'Kayim Tarvayu. And the Chassid should be able to consummate the marriage and say Shema. So what must it be? Go ahead. Below what? And don't give me the business that the chassid can't calm down. Maybe that's talking about a case where a chassid can't calm down. Go ahead, the hawk. What do you mean? If a chassid can get it together, he can read it. So you see, obviously, a chassid can get it together. So that's an example. So what do you see from this din again? From the chassid, that what? Even when it's Efshel L'Kayim Mitzvah Beis, what are you? You're putter. Excellent. Do you have to calm yourself down? No. L'maisa. You don't have to calm yourself down. Can he calm himself down? Yes. The Mishnah has a case where if he can calm himself down, he says it. But if you can't calm yourself down, you're putter. And let's say, do you have to make an effort to calm yourself down?
No.
If it's a tirchah, you don't have to. If it's a tirchah form, you don't have to. Go ahead. Next riot. How would you be mazed with that according to the Tosis, if you're Tosos? You guys tell me.
If you could calm yourself down, you have to.
I understand, but what does Tosis say? If it's Efshel L'Kayim, L'maisa, if it's Efshel L'Kayim...
Yeah, he would say you can't really calm yourself down.
Well, Tosos will say you have to what? So Yonatan say, very good. Tosis will respond back. He says, if a guy is so stressed out, it's Efshel. It's totally Efshel. The question is how you view someone who's stressed out. Does he have to calm himself down or not? So Tosus will say halakha l'maisa. Tosus will say that if it's Yefshar, and at that point he's stressed out, he can't do it. That's Yefshar, like Yonatan says. The Ron says even if what? Even if he could calm himself down, he doesn't have to. Right? Okay, you see how each one will analyze the Shita according to his own Shita? Yes, Yonatan.
Does that begin on topic? When we say Osim Mitzvah, Hadar Mitzvah, is that a psak, or is that some sort of heter that's given? That ideally a person shouldn't count both mitzvahs?
If it's not a tircha, you should. You should. That's what the Ramah said from Iran. Yes. Right. It's not a tircha. Okay, let's go Viter now. Go ahead, Avram. Viter.
The parakaya kore, nanarinan, achofer koch lemes, hater mikirish jarami and tmila, minatvillin, and mikol mikirish hamorish the Torah.
Oh, like Michal asked me, those are daily mitzvahs. Kriyashma tefillin, kol mitzvah moris b'toyer. If you're digging a grave, that's a mitzvah. You're potter from Kriyashma. Go ahead. What is machube?
After they dig.
Yeah, after they dig a lot, what do? They rest a little bit, take a break. So when they're taking a break, go ahead, Vahadre. Then they go back and shovel again. Ube idna? That's a great riot. When they're resting, why don't they say Shema? Why are you putter? Go ahead. Oh, so what's the answer? What's the answer, says the Ron? When it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, you are what? You are putter. How do you think Tosis is going to respond to that?
He's tier doing the mitzvah, so he can't be Efshel.
Part of the action.
Okay, but I would say what? Why would you say he's parked in that case?
He can't do it because he's very tired. He's exhausted. Grave.
You want to say because it's tiered in the mitzvah? Okay, could be. Could be maybe it's tiered in the mitzvah.
He's physically exhausted from digging the grave.
Okay, it could be. Maybe it's tiered in the mitzvah, you want to say? Okay, it could be. It's possible. It's possible to say that, you know what I would say? A little bit what you had said before, Yonatan. I would say, listen, he needs that 5-minute break to simply rest. He can't say Kriya Shema, then he won't rest well. So it becomes the Efshar. You understand what I'm saying? That's the Efshar. It's all one process. You expect him to say Kriya Shema during his break, he's not going to be able to what? Dig the next time. So maybe the Tosafot will call that space Efshar. I want you to get to think how the Rishonim respond back to each other's riots. You, do you follow what I'm saying? All right, go ahead, Viter. Next one. If you're a shomer of mace, go ahead. He's just sitting there. Why is he putter? He's just sitting there to make sure that rats or mice don't eat the corpse. Why is he putter? Go ahead. Fikach. This is the punchline, guys. Go ahead. Fikach nearly, read again. There it is, guys. Underline that. I really mean underline it. That's the Ron Shita. Even though you can do both, you're potter. And that's the Ramon Simin Lamaches. Now, what would you say to Tosfos? How would you say the Tosos about Meshamer? What would you guys say if you're Tosos? How would you be Mazur with Meshamer?
Doing something else, he would be distracted and he wouldn't be able to focus on the
mace. On the mace, maybe. Yeah, so he becomes the Yefshir again. Well said, Avram. Adam, you follow me? He starts doing other things, becomes Yefshir. A rat's going to start eating the corpse, God forbid. So you always have to try to explain it away. Benny, you got me in the Ron? Here, you have it? Take my Gemara. Let's go. Come on. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Avram. You're doing a great job. Ahid in the Darim. Guys, what's the case in the Darim? Who can tell me? With the what? Prut to the Rav Yosef. What is Prut to Rav Yosef? Someone remind me. Excellent. He comes to Shomer Sakhar because he's saving the Prut to paying. Very good, Mikhail. That's why you call the Prut to Shomer Rav Yosef, Shomer Sakhar. Go ahead. Lo Muchamidi. Tosos used that Gemara to prove that what? That the only time you say Osik is when it's what? Efshar, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. How do you get out of that Gemara if you're the Ron? Go ahead. When the Aved is in your box, go ahead. Wow, that's the answer. It's like the talus. It's like the tefillin. When it's in your house in the box, you're not doing anything. So don't give me the kasha osik mitzvah. It's makayim, of course you're chayiv in the other mitzvahs. You're not being osik. Go ahead.
Oh.
Only when you shake it out. Go ahead. Oh, and even though at that time what? Your potter for giving the bread, even though you can fulfill what? Both? What do you mean? You can't stop with the rug for a moment, give the guy $10, and go back and do the rug. You can do both. What's the answer? I don't have to do both. Go ahead, Ella what? At that point, it's lo shchiach. So at that point, it's considerably lo shchiach. So there was lo shchiach, is not called hana. Go ahead, Vainu Tama. Wow, even though the chassan he could calm himself down, as long as you osik b'mlacha shel makom, what shel makom mean? Of a kadosh baruch hu. As long as I'm osik b'mitzvah, even though I could do the other one, I am what? I am potter.
Why does the realm change?
He's just trying to bring out the notion that if I'm osik b'malach shamak, I'm trying to be more dramatic about it. Even though I'm efshel kaim shtem, I'm potter. No. It means mitzvahs in general. It's good kashi. You know, to finish up the next line. Okay. Umiyu. Please get this, guys. Look inside. Yeah, in other words, don't be lazy. If it's not a tircha do mitzvah base, don't rely on this Ron. The Ron saying himself. And the Ramah said that when I read it in Hilchos Tefillin. Umiyos, go ahead. That's a playoff of a Pasuk in Mishlei. It's not a Pasuk anywhere in Tanakh. It's a playoff of a Pasuk in Mishlei. Gemara says a Baba Kama. Gemara says a Baba Kama on Adav Pei Aleph. I think it was Pei Aleph and Beis. It's a playoff of a certain Pasuk in Mishlei. But it's not explicit anywhere like that. It means be a good guy, don't be a bad guy. So it's not a Tircha du Beis. One sec, Matthew, go to Mishumachi.
Mishumachi, Parchin and Begemara. Aled Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amarav Chassan Be'Shushvena
Chassan and his attendants are potter from sitting in Sukkah. If you have Sheva Brachs during Sukkahs. Frek the Gemara. Why can't they eat and be happy in the Sukkah? Afogav. Ain't Derek. You don't have to dafka be in the house. You can be in the sukkah with Sameach Hasan of Kala. Umishum Hachi. Yeah, and since the derech is came into Archayu Mitzvah Avde Yatsu Deshnein. So you see, it's go ahead, Umiyu. Umishum Hachi.
Mishumach, Rabbanan, Dabi, Shuchay Mitzah, Havu, Banu, Kosuka,
See, when the chassan and the chassan and the attendants, that's not a tircha to be mesameach in the sukkah. So therefore, we don't apply osim mitzvah put them in a mitzvah. But if it's not a, if it is a tircha, we apply it. So that's the Ran Shita Lamamish. The Ran Shita in the Ramah Paskas like him, and we just have a suffix about the Shartzi, and we don't understand it. Because on one hand, you're yotz of the mitzvah, then for sure you should say the bracha. And don't give me the business that what? No one can say the bracha. What do you mean no one can say the bracha? No one can say the bracha, because that's a possibility of afka. So we have this difficulty with the Shartzi, and I want you to pick that up, that kasha. So this is the psak of the Ran, Allah Lamaisa, and that's what his Mios Tova Al Tikara. Yes, Matthew.
So that last part of Al Tikara, it seems like by Svara, the Ran agrees.
No. I'm glad he asked me. No, it just means it's a Musr. It's a Musr.
No, what he said.
No, Al Svara, he argues. On Svara, he argues with Toysis. He says, Mikra Dinir Potter, but be a good guy.
Oh, that's what he's saying. So he's saying, yeah, Lomdus wise, you're not like.
Lomdus wise, he says you're Potter.
Exactly.
But Amidus Chasidus, if it's not a Tircha, try to do it. I understand, but in Lomdus, he's arguing.
I know, I agree.
Good. It's Amidus Chasidus, he's saying. Be a good guy and do it, if it's not a Tircha. Vinny, you got this? That's how the Ramah Paschal, like the Shita of the Toysis. Shita of the Ran, Halach Lomaisa. Okay. So this brings us to the following now, okay? Now that we have this machlokes between the Ran and the Tosfos, and we pass like the Ran, there's something that's also bothered me a lot, Lamaisa. And I want you to get this before we get to the Tosfos. Why is it, in that case in the Dorim, and in the case anytime you're dealing with the Hashavas Aveda, why is it that I'm parted from giving stalker? Why am I parted from giving stalker? When I'm dealing with the rug, I am.
No, we said when it's in your house, you're chayav in stalker.
Right, but when I'm dealing with the rug, everyone said I'm potter from giving stalker, correct? When I'm dealing with the rug and shaking it out, yes? Now, let me ask you the following question. We said, osik b'mitzvah is potter in a mitzvah. Am I potter from mitzvah's essay or also lavin? Am I allowed to eat ham and steel like we said? No. Now, what about my stalker? There's an essay to give stalker, but there's also two lavin. Lo tig boats. And what else? Lo ta'amitz is lavavcha. So all the gedol achron are bothered by the kasha. Let's get it down. Osik b'mitzvah, potem b'mitzvah, is by mitzvah's essay. So just because I'm involved in the Shavas Aveda, but why does that exempt me from the essay of stalker? Fine, but they're lavin. They're lavin from the essay of stalker. So it always bothered me, this kasha. You follow me?
Yeah.
You can't clench your fist. You can't be hard and hard and not give money. So this is a very difficult kasha. Let's get the answers to this kasha, okay? I want to offer a few answers, then we got to get to the Tisus and the Ritva, okay? First answer I want to suggest is from the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says, when you talk about essay and lav, it doesn't mean essay and lav. It means kum essay and sheval tase. It means kum essay, sheval tase. Kum essay, sheval tase. What that means is follows. I described for you guys, you can't eat ham and can't steal. When you're over that lav, are you over that lav in what form, Denny? Passively or actively?
Actively.
Actively. That's called kum essay. Correct? When I don't give the tzedakah, am I over actively or passively?
Passively.
I'm not giving. Therefore, don't get caught up with osik mitzvah putim and mitzvah referring to mitzvah's essay or lav. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with kuv essay and sheval tase. That's the first answer I want you to get from the Prima Godim. It's a very good shmaka answer. That's what the Prima Godim says. That's number one answer I want you to get. It's a very, very powerful vort. Rebbe Chanan also says the same thing. Rebbe Chanan also gives the same answer. Beautiful answer. Okay? Michal, you got the answer? It's not essay and lav. It's proactive and passive. And therefore, when I said that you can't eat ham and can't steal, that's actively transgressing. When you don't give tzedakah, you're passively. It's an ingenious answer. Okay? So, no problem. If I'm working with the rug, and I'm working with the behema, the Shavas Aveda, and an ani comes by, I'm not over a lav at all. because I did it what passively. And osuk mitzvah put a mitzvah means you're allowed to be potter passively. Okay, that's one answer. Another answer I want to give. Rabbi Chanan gives the same answer as Beferish as well. It's in Bovas Os Mem Ches. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan also has like this. In Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Spector, the name of our yeshiva, in Yordei Echelik Beis Simon Samechei Os Aleph. Okay? The great Gon. Prima Gordon, great Gon, all the good old Akron. Now I want to give three other answers to this kasha. Okay? Then we go to Tyson and Ritva. Another answer I thought of, and this is written by the Sefer Yad Eliyahu, is the only time you're over a lav is when the guy mamish is homeless. He's got no clothes. He's got nothing to eat for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's when you're over the lav. But if a guy's dressed and he just doesn't have 200 zuz in his bank account, then you're over the mitzvah's essay, but there's no lav. See, the lav is only when the guy's in dire straits. Okay? So with the way I'm... That's the Yad Eliyahu. No, the Yad Eliyahu is talking about a situation where what? This is the chiddush I want to bring out to you, Lamaisa. Okay, that's what he wants to tell you. This is Sefer Nachlas Yaakov wants it. Ani, that's totally benafsho. Nachlas Yaakov says this. Nachlas Yaakov says ani, that's talui benafsho. What's talui benafsho mean? He's in dire straits. That's when there's a lav. There's a lav when the guy's in dire straits. What's the definition of an ani? You don't have 200 Jews in your bank account. Mishnah doesn't pay it, but he's wearing clothes. He does have a little bit of money for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Then if you don't give tzedakah, you're mevatel mitzvas eseh, but you're not over a lav. So when you are what? When you are dealing with the Aveda or the Behema, what type of ani are we talking about comes forward? Not a guy who's in dire straits. So the lav doesn't even apply. You got it? That's the second answer. Okay.
Is that the other one?
No. This is Nachlas Yaakov. Sorry, Nachlas Yaakov. Thank you. Third answer I want to give. Now, I thought of this myself. The Ramban and the Rashba have a theory. It's a beautiful theory. That certain mitzvahs that are comprised of an essay and a lav, the lav is not independent. It's like the lav is mechazik the essay. It's like an assist man. It's like a relief pitcher. A relief pitcher can't start a game. Lav dol dos. He only comes in the eighth or ninth inning. So I want you to get this. One second, Donnie. The lav strengthens the essay. You follow me? The lav is not independent. The lav strengthens the essay. I'm going to give you the example. Do you recall in Kedushin, if you learn Kedushin, the Gemara has a case on Daf Lamed Dal. The Gemara lists off examples of mitzvahs essay she'ein hazman grama. Remember that? What's an example of mitzvah says Yashen Asman Grama? Hashavas Aveda has nothing to do with time. The mitzvah of Maka, building a fence on a roof, that's both day and night, right? Remember? So the Gemara asks Akasha there. That's what the Gemara lists, makes a list. So you know what the Ramban asks there? That's not a good example, because all those have Lavin. Hashavas Aveda says Lo Tucho Li Salem. Mike is Lo Tasa Damim Be'Secha. So why are those good examples of mitzvah says Shalom Asman Grama? They all comprise of lavin. So you know what the Ramban answers? The Ramban answers, no, those lavin are chizuk lavin. What are chizuk lavin? That they're not what? They're not independent. They're mechazik, the essay. So when there's no essay, there's no what? There's no lav. So if you say osik b'mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah, you're potter from the essay of starka, mele, there's no lav. It's an ingenious answer, no? That's what comes out according to the Ramban. It's a chizuk lav. It's a chizuk lav. So since it's a chizuk lav, therefore what?
It's nice to do shaver perish.
It's an interesting chiddush, right? It's a beautiful answer.
Is that a safer?
No.
I'll write the Ramban
says, you follow me? This is the Ramban's answer. So the lav of stalker lamaisa is not considered to be such a beautiful answer. So it's a good answer, Lamaisa, this answer. Comes out beautiful. So don't ask me a kasha that I'm dealing with the Hashavas Aveda of the animal and the rug, and the guy comes by. Also, you're to put him in, only exempts you from an essay, not a lav. What's the answer? It does. Because this lav of what? Of stock is a support lav. And if there's no essay, there's no lav. Also, you're to put him in, exempts you from an essay. Doesn't touch lav. Yes, it does. It touches lav and then supportive lav. And the lav of stock is supportive of the essay of giving stock. Okay? That's third answer. One more answer I want to give you. Then we got to get the Tyson and the Ritva. One second. Let's just get to the fourth answer. The fourth answer here is written in here, Yehuda. This is by the Yad Eliyahu and also by Rabbi Yosef Engel. The fourth answer is the following. A lav is only said when you're a what? The lav of stuck is only said when you're a cruel guy. When you're a bad-hearted guy, you basically want to hurt the ani. In this situation, are you doing this because you're bad-hearted? Are you cruel? Why are you putter here? Mechanically, halakhically. Because of Osik, our topic. Of Osik, Mr. Putter, it's not because you're cruel. So the whole lav doesn't get off the ground. Exactly. I'm doing a Shavuos Aveda. I'm involved in Osik Mitzvah, Putter Mitzvah. How can you tell me I'm cruel? Cruel is when you have nothing to do, you're not doing anything, and you say no. You refuse to give the guy. Here you're involved in another mitzvah. There's no, the lav doesn't even get off the ground. So the lav is only when what? When you're not in Osik Mitzvah Adin. Halacha l'maisa. You're not over the lav. You're only over the lav. Yad Eliyahu. When you're, I'm going to write down achzori. When you are what?
Wicked.
When you're wicked and cruel. Correct. Achzori. When you are wicked and you are cruel. Lo mitzad osik b'mitzvah. Lo mitzad osik b'mitzvah. Potter b'mitzvah. So let's chazer this over. The kasha was. We learn osik b'mitzvah. Potter b'mitzvah is what? Only potters you from what? Mitzvah A, I'm doing is an essay. Potters from Mitzvah B, which is an essay. But here are their lavin that stuck is comprised of also. Not just an essay. How can you get rid of lavin? Four answers we give. Number one, it's not an issue of essay lav. It's an issue of proactive or passive. And they aren't being passive. So that's not a problem. Don't think of it as essay or lav. Think of it as kumessive essay. And if I'm what? If I'm going ahead and stealing or eating ham, that's a problem. But if I'm passively not doing something wrong, that's the klal of osik mitzvah putter mitzvah. Not a problem. Right? Changes the whole thing. Don't think of it as essay as lav. Think of it as kumesev eshev al tasek. Akiva, you got me? Second terrace is what? Nachlas Yaakov, that the lav is only by someone whose mom is homeless. It's got nothing. Not a guy that has clothes, and not a guy that has what? A little bit of money, just doesn't have $200 in his bank account, which the Mishnah says in pay is still an ani. But he's not considered to be homeless. And the law is only when you're a guy homeless. So we're talking about a situation where the guy's not homeless. Okay, that's an ukimta. You know what ukimta is? You're saying that's the case. Third answer is a fancy answer, but a very beautiful, the Ramban. That the law here is a supportive law. So it only piggy tails the essay. So when there's no essay, there's no law. Also, commit to put them in a mitzvah. It's not an independent law. We got that from the Ramban. Because the Gemara lists off two examples, many examples, this is around Grama. So the Ramban says, those are good examples of Lavin. No, those Lavin are supportive Lavin. So too the Lav by Stuck is supportive. And the last answer is that the Lav is only a cruel guy. Here I'm not being cruel. I'm relying on the principle of the mitzvah. So Beklal, I'm not cruel. So the whole Lav doesn't get off the ground. Those are four distinct answers we're giving why there's no problem of Stuck. Well, no problem being over the lav. Okay. Matthew, you had a kasha? Yeah, go ahead, real quick. Then we got to get the place in the Ritva. Go ahead.
By Shomer Mace,
yes.
Are there any lav in the tash?
No. You mean the Mevaza the Mace, you mean?
No, because, I mean, I guess it's different because that was Matzah, so it's not the same case. But we were saying, the Shartzion, the Subic, he says, by there, Shomer Aveda.
Right, and right.
In Shomer Mace.
No, but you know what you just reminded me of? There is an unbelievable chiddush. It's an unbelievable chiddush. It's really, really... I'm going to say it over to you. I want you to write it down. I'm glad you asked me this. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, I want you to get it down, says the following. Why are women mechuyev in matzah on the Seder night? No. Afayu Bosanes. It's a good try, Donnie. Excellent. But that only works on what? Why is it wrong? No, it's good what you're saying. Because it only works on Mitzvah Smith Rabbana. Matzah on the Seder.
That's
Hanukkah. No, but it's D'Oraisa, though. Matzah on the Seder is D'Oraisa, Donnie. Afayu Bosa is not enough. Okay, it's a good suggestion. What's the Gemara saying, Sachem Mem Gimel and Beis? Anyone who has a lav to eat chametz has a mitzvah to eat matzah. Can women eat chametz?
No.
We said that men and women are equal by all lav in the Torah except for three, remember? We added on a few Minchaskinov asked. Baal Tatam Lamesim, a Bas Kohen can go to a cemetery. Baltashis and Baltakit, shaving on the head and the face. Minchas Kuna says, well, you're up in Irikam, going to the Bais HaMikdash empty-handed, maybe they, that should also be in there. Maybe they're not Mechuyev. Also, be going out to war, there's a lot of being afraid. Women don't have a chiv to go out to war, so they have no lav. So he's bothered by why the Mishnah didn't add fourth and fifth in. Minchas Kuna adds why the Mishnah condition had a but lav and almost all of them are equal. Hishva kasev ish leaf, legabe on shun shabbatayr. Legabe punishments are all equal, except for three lavin. Minchas Kuna asks a few others why the Mishnah didn't say it. Okay? But listen to this. That means there's a tremendous connection between matzah and what? And chometz. No, matzah and what? And chometz. Right? Anyone who has a lav of chometz has a kesher, has a chiv to eat matzah. Correct? That's what we're mechuyevim to say. So listen to this. In fact, I could even highlight that even more. You know, you have to. You can only make matzah from ingredients that could eventually be what? Chometz. Correct. Chamesh mini dogen. So that even highlights even more. But listen to this. Is it possible to say, and Reb Svi Pesach Frank Binney, let's get this down, says he, there was a machlokes amongst Gedolim in his time. You know, he's the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. His great-grandfather of Sachs, Shlita. You know, Reb Sachs, Reb Shiva and Landers. So Reb Svi Pesach Frank writes in his Sefer, what happens if a guy on the Seder night is, let's talk about our case, is a Shomer LeMeis. So what did he say? Shartzian said maybe he shouldn't be chayav in the matzah. He said if he did it, he ate, he's fine, but he's not sure whether he said bracha. This connects beautifully. You know what he says? He thinks the whole klal of osik b'mitzvah, putim in a mitzvah, does not apply when it comes to matzah. Because it's so connected to the lav, it's like a stop sign. Do you understand what I'm saying, Adam? You're doing another mitzvah watching a mace. So maybe I should be putter for me in the matzah. No, because every time you look at the matzah, you see the lav there, chametz. So therefore, the lav is there. You follow me? If the lav is there, it's scary. And osmitz and butter mitzvah does not allow you to what? Doesn't allow you to eat ham. Doesn't allow you to eat, to steal. Doesn't allow you to eat chametz. So maybe the whole din of osmitz and butter mitzvah will not get you out ever of what? Of matzah. That's what he said, one of the Gedolim once said, and everyone argued on him, and they said he was totally wrong. But I want you to get that application down. Now that's an example where the lav is not supportive. The lav is really what? First and foremost, and it's fundamental, correct. To the degree that the whole cloud doesn't apply. Whoa! I remember seeing that, I couldn't believe it. But obviously, what I want you to get down in your notes, the Shartzian obviously held that that was what? That was wrong, like the rest of the Gedolim. I'll have to get his name, but one of the Gedolim actually brought up this possibility. You follow what I'm saying? That you could never bring up Osek Mitzvah Putter Mitzvah to Pati from Matzah, because there's always a lav staring you in the face when you talk about Matzah. What's that lav chametz? You understand what I'm saying, Michlo? It's amazing. But I'm saying the Shartzian, by the fact, entertains the whole suffix. And he says, if you eat the matzah while you're guarding the mace, he says, you don't have to eat it again. Obviously, it didn't hold that way. Right? He didn't hold that way because he said, you're yotz in the matzah. According to that gadol, he would have said, well, you're not chayv in the matzah at all. No? What is the Shartzian assuming? What is the Shartzian assuming? While you're being shomer mace. So what did we say? We said that what? You should never, it should never pot you from matzah. Bishop Bruce says, I'm not sure. What do you mean you're not sure? According to that gadol, of course you got to eat the what? Of course you got to eat that matzah, according to that one gadol. Because you don't never apply osik mitzvah to get you out of matzah. Here I'm watching the mace. Just your pot on the matzah. No, matzah always has the lav stuck with it. The fact that he brings it up, and he says, I'm not sure whether you say a bracha, obviously he wasn't holding like that gadol. You know what that gadol would say? That gadol would say, of course you got to eat the matzah, and of course you got to say a what? A bracha. You follow me? It connects beautifully. You follow me? That gadol would say, what are you mistopping about? Now, we had our own kasha in the beginning of Shir, that it didn't square B'nai Obey. Because on the one hand, the Mishnah Berurah said, you're yotz of the matzah, you don't have to eat again, so why are you mistopping whether you say a bracha? Of course you'd say a bracha. I'm saying that gadol would say, of course you got to eat the matzah, Kivin, of course you got to say a bracha, because you never apply osik mitzvah putim mitzvah on matzah, because it always connected with that lav of chametz. Whereas in contradistinction to that, when you talk about the lav of stucca, the lav of stucca is supportive of the essay, which is like it's ancillary, it's a backup. So when there's no essay of stucca, there's no lav of stucca. You got me? See how it's different than the lav by stucca? The lav of stucca only had a third answer, is that it's supportive. By chametz, no way. Chametz, the lav is first and foremost. That's the fact why women are chayav matzah. Yes, Adam, go ahead.
That can't help us answer the shart tzion because the act of eating the matzah can be, I guess, looked at as part of the lav, whereas the bracha itself would be an aseh.
Well, the bracha is always the rabbanan. Birkas HaMitzvah is the rabbanan. But once you say proactively, conclusively, I should say, that you're chayav to eat the matzah, then the bracha should definitely be said. That's what I'm bringing out. Whereas that gadol would say the whole suffix doesn't make any sense. Of course you got to eat the matzah. And of course, you should say a bracha.
No, but according to the Shita of Ruf Tzvi Pesach Frank, that can't help us answer the Shart Zion.
I mean, of that one gadol? I mean, that gadol that the Ruf Tzvi Pesach Frank quoted? Yeah, that gadol would say you're definitely going to eat, when you're a Shomer Mace, you're definitely going to eat the matzah. Definitely you're a Mechuyiv in the matzah, because you don't say Osim Mitzvah, Bottom in a Mitzvah, to Pati from the matzah. And once you don't say it, you're Mechuyiv definitely in the bracha. You know what I'm saying? See, the Shartzian says, on one hand, you go to the mitzvah, you don't have to eat the matzah again. On the other hand, I'm not sure whether you say a bracha or not. Remember, we had the difficulty, right? We try to give an answer, we don't like the answer. I'm saying, that gadol would say to the Shartzian, you know, of course you're chayav to eat the matzah. Because you never apply the whole principle, our topic of putting the mitzvah to the matzah. Because it's always connected with the lav. But that's an example where the lav is fundamental, stands on its own, as opposed to the lav of stucca, which is what? Which is supportive. And therefore, once I'm putter from the essay of stucca, I'm putter from the lav. Okay? You got what I'm saying? All right, very good. Let's go to Tosfos now in the Ritva, guys, okay? Let's finish up. We got to do Tosfos in the Ritva. Let's go back to the Gemara, okay? Let's see inside. Avram, you got me? Let's see the Tosfos inside, guys, okay? Let's see the Tosfos inside, and then we'll say over to Ritva outside. Okay? I hope you saw this Tosfos inside. It's very fascinating. Tosfos Chafeim et Alf. Now, when you read the Gemara, what did the Gemara say? It says, B'shivtecha b'veisecha, u'valechtecha b'derech. Correct? Now, we had two tracks. Classical osik b'mitzvah, and what's the other one? Chassan. Tirda. Emotional stress of a mitzvah. Correct? Now, which phrase plugs into which? So, let's see the Tosfos inside. Halacha l'maaseh, how you plug it in. It's very interesting how it comes out. Go ahead. What do you say, Avram? Go ahead. Black and call. Avogav dehut. Now, you read Black and Derek, Prime Chassan. Avogav dehut, nami mitzvah tari. Even though a Chassan is stressed out about the mitzvah. Go ahead.
Itzrich trei krai.
Since you only have one pasuk, I would think the chas is not written explicitly in the Torah. So what would I potter? Only someone who's what? Doing a mitzvah proactively with his hands or is walking on the mitzvah? How about what? He's not doing anything actively, just thinking, stressing out in his mind about having the bia. Go ahead. The Torah doesn't pater you. So I would think the Torah doesn't pater Hilkach. So let me ask you, according to Rashi, let's get it down. Which phrase is which? Shittas Rashi is what? Let's go in order for Yonasim. Shiftecha. B'shiftecha b'veisecha. He's saying is what? Is osik but what? Osik and mitzvah. And what is what? Lech lecha v'derech. It's referring to the chassan. Yes? Like the order in the chumash. I mean, that's the push-up shot in the Gemara, it seems. Chassan. Yes? Tosfos says it doesn't fit in at all. Why does it not fit in at all? Why doesn't it fit at all? Is the chassan doing anything practically? No. He's just stressing out. If anything, it should be what? B'shivtecha b'veisecha should be the chassan. Ubalakh there should be a guy who's going to do a mitzvah. No, Benny? That's exactly what Tosfos says. Go ahead, Avram. The sugya.
The
He says the Gemara is mashma against Rashi. Chassid's not walking on his way doing anything. He's sitting at home stressing out. So if you're sitting at home stressing out, then you should be your putter. But if you're sitting at home doing nothing, then you're chayiv. He says the sugya is mashma against Rashi. Go ahead. Who be shall he? What shall he mean? End of. Go ahead. You guys looked that up. Who looked it up? Matthew, did you look it up?
Yeah.
What does it say there in Brachas? Does it say what Tosa says?
No.
Tosa would be the first one to tell you don't believe me. You got to look it up. You know what it says? Like our Gemara.
So why would Tosa misquote it?
So I'm going to say like this. He didn't mean the Gemara there. He meant the Tosefta. That's what I want you to look it up. Write it down. The Tosefta in the end of Brachas is Perakaf Olachahei. It says, I'm reading it to you. Chasanim v'chola oskim, again, I gave it to you. Perak alf v'chay. Tosefta is the end of every Masechta. You know what it says in the end in Tosefta? It says, Chasanim v'chola oskim mitzvah p'turim mikriyashma min atfilim shenemar b'shivtucha b'beisecha prat l'chasanim v'lech l'chalera prat l'asukim n'mitzvahs. There it is. See, if you look up Brachas is like Rashi. But if you look up the Tosefta is like Tosis. So I want to suggest, what did we say it was? Tosus is what? The Shiftecha. The Vesecha is talking what? Chasan? It makes sense too. He's sitting around stressing out. And Lech Lecha B'derech is what? What is Lech Lecha B'derech? Osek V'mitzvah. Where's the Makor? Let's get it down. Tosefta. Where is it? Which Perek what? Perek Alpha Lachahei, we said? Yeah, Perak Alpha Lachahei. Please get down in your notes that sometimes you got to look it up. Tosis is the opposite of the Gemara and the Brachas is the opposite of what Tosis says. It's mashal like Rashi. Okay, go ahead and finish up the Tosis.
The Gersis is in here, the Hafi Mashmakra. The Shevis Bidav, the Mechavis, the Kriyashama, the Lubi Shevis, the Mitzah.
Oh, Shata what? Shata
Yoshim, the Makshav, the Yilas Mitzah.
Yes, you're sitting there stressed out about Bilus Mitzvah. Go ahead. So you're a punter from Shema. If you sit around doing nothing, then you're chayv in mitzvahs. Go ahead. Excellent. Umi Chasson. So we got this down. Please get it down. Machlokes Rashi Tosis, how you learn out the Makoros. They're flipped from each other. And Tosis is very mistaber the way Tosis says it, right? Because the chos not doing anything, it's just sitting around worrying about it. So if you're worrying about it, you're worrying about it, you're putter mishma. If you're worried about nothing, you're worried about losing money, or you're losing about losing your business, God forbid, we feel bad for you, but you still got to say shema, got to get it together. Go ahead. It's a great kasha. Why don't we learn from chosin and everywhere else? Go ahead. Why don't we learn out osik mitzvah from a chosin? If a chosin's putter, he's not even doing anything, how much more so osik mitzvah? Why do you need two separate tracks? Because he's not doing anything, he's still Pater Akiva. So surely Osik Mitzvah should be Pater. It's a great Kasha. Why do you need two separate Makoros? Go ahead. So what's the answer? Why don't we know other Osik Mitzvah from Chasson? So what's the answer? Because chasen, it's not so simple at all. You follow me? Chasen, it's not so simple at all. So meaning to say that what? Chasen, he's so stressed out about it, he cannot get it out of his mind. He's too upset about it. And therefore, even though when it comes to the stocks and the cash, you have to calm yourself down, but when it comes to what? The emotional thing of the chasen, of the besula, that's too difficult. So maybe there's a special p'tur by there. But Osik B'mitzvah, maybe you'd have to stop and do Kriya Shema. You understand what Tosa's saying? Why can't you learn Osik B'mitzvah from Chasson? It's a Kol Shekein. If the Chasson is what Potter, or he's not doing anything, how much more so Osik B'mitzvah should be Potter? What's the answer? No, it's not a Kol Shekein. Box in the Chasson. Chasson is so far hits, and he's so nervous, far hits in Yiddish, he's so nervous about it, the Torah gave him a Ptur. But someone's an Osik B'mitzvah, maybe you have to stop the mitzvah and do Shema. Therefore, I need a new makor. I need two separate makors, one for chasen, one for osik mitzvah. It's a very, very good answer, Tosis is saying. You might have boxed in chasen. Yes, Akiva.
Yeah,
Yes. Very excellent. Very, very good. This fits in with the Rashba yesterday that there are two separate makaros, two tracks at the end of the day. Remember we said that? Because Rav Haigon said it was all a manifestation of Tirda. Very excellent, Akiva. Excellent, Nakuda. This is working well that there are two separate tracks. There's Tirda and there's Osik the Mitzvah. Well said. Okay? And therefore, since they're two separate tracks, they warrant two separate makaros. Now, this leads us to the Ritva now. I gave you the other Ritva. Now, what does the other Ritva say? Let's get it. The Ritva, the other Ritva was Dibra Maskel Ubalechtecha Baderek. And he says an amazing thing, which I want you to get down, which calls in light to what we said from Avlichtesin yesterday and from the Ayin Roam. Basically, what the Ritva wants to claim is the following Kiddush. And he basically says that if you just had Beshivtecha, if you didn't have a shiftecha, you just said Balechtecha, you know what I would think? You're only potter on things when the halich is part of the mitzvah. What's an example where the going is the actual mitzvah? Excellent. Or hotzasa what? Hotzasa meis. When you malava the chasen and kala, the actual going is a mitzvah. When you go out with the levaya, that's an actual mitzvah. So maybe if you just had the pasuk of Balechtecha, I would think when going is a mitzvah, you're potter from other mitzvahs. But when you talk about what? When you talk about holich l'dvar mitzvah, where the halich itself is not a mitzvah, I would think that you're what? I would think you're takapater. I would think you're takapater. Comes b'shivtecha and says, you're pater b'osik mitzvah mamish. And therefore, that's what it comes out and says, b'shivtecha means you're pater from osik mitzvah mamish, and therefore the pasuk left to tell me b'lechtecha that you're holich l'dvar mitzvah, you're also pater. Even if the halich is not a what? Even if the halich is not a what? Not answer mitzvah. Excellent. And that's like the chassan. The chassan stressing out is like a holik ledvar mitzvah, even though the stressing out is not part of the mitzvah. So let's write the Ritva down. So when the Ritva basically wants to say at the end of the day, that belechtecha, let's write belechtecha, lechtecha is holik ledvar mitzvah, and that's, I'm going to write down chassan. You know what that means? That the halich is not part of the mitzvah. And shiftecha is osik mamish. So he basically puts tirda in the second category. He puts tirda in the second category. So at the end of the day, the Ritva is very similar to who? Who is he very similar to?
Rashi.
Excellent, Yonatan. He's very similar to Rashi, and I would like to suggest maybe we could save Rashi. Because Tosas didn't like Rashi, right? Because Tosa said, I think Beshivtecha is referring to the chasen you're sitting at home. Lechta is referring to Oskar Mitzvah. Well, you know what Tosa says? No, you know what the Ritva says? No, I'll tell you what Rashi meant. Rashi meant to say, Shivtecha meant Oskar Mamish, because if you just had Balechtecha, you know what I think Lechtecha would cover? What would Lechtecha cover?
Halicha.
Only Halicha that's mitzvah. Like what? For a kal and a chasen or for a halavaya. But if the Halicha itself is not a mitzvah, maybe don't say the principle. Comes what? Comes Shiftachan tells me no. Comes the din of what Shiftachan tells me Osik Mamish, and it allows me to say Lechtecha means Holich what? Holich Dvar Mitzvah, which means things that are not actually Mitzvah itself. And that's what he wants to tell. That's the Kamash Mwan. That Kamash Mwan Shiftachan is part of Osik Mamish. Lenela, the Pasuk is left over, Holich Dvar Mitzvah is Potter. Because otherwise you would think that what? You would think Holech Ledvar Mitzvah, the Halich itself is not a mitzvah, maybe not Potter. Again, if I just had Balechlech, I would just think like going to a Levaya, or a Chasson and Kala going to a Levaya you're Potter from. But if the Halich is not a mitzvah, I would think you're not Potter. That's what I would think if you didn't have what? If you didn't have B'Shivtecha, if you just have Balechlech. Comes B'Shivtecha and tells me it's Osik Mitzvah Mamish, and allows me to say what? Allows me to say Lechlech to tell me even Ledvar Mitzvah is good. Even if Bar Mitzvah is good, even if the Halich is not what?
That's
even if the Halich is not a Mitzvah, exactly. So that comes out the Ritva, and I want to suggest that the Ritva is touching up Rashi. And that's what the Ritva would describe, would say Pshat, to answer up Rashi. Okay? That's the answer we want to suggest. You follow what I'm saying? Okay, now, Lamaisa, what time you got, Yosef? 14. Okay, let's close with this, okay? So we touched up the Taisis. We saved. Now I want to close with this, okay? Tomorrow we got to go Viker. Rashi has a commentary on the bottom of the Yomid, that he says if God forbid someone loses one of his seven loved ones, he does avelus, but he's not chayev to be mitzdar. Did you notice that Rashi? Tirdid Rishus. Avram, read that Rashi. Tirdid Rishus. Next to last, on the Obed. Tirdid Rishus. Yeah, read the Dibra Masko. Go ahead. There is no chiyuv to mitzar yourself when you lose a loved one. There is no chiyuv. Rashi says it. Why do you do nehu gavela, says Rashi? Kovet ames. Please get this. Rashi says kovet ames. You do nehu gavela. Do you know why? What the Rambam says? Why does the Rambam and the Chinuch say that way? You know why they say you do nehigu avelis? Rambam, the Chinuch say it's tshuva. They say if someone dies in a group, God forbid, the whole group's got to do tshuva. Has nothing to do with kavod ames. Has to do with tshuva. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch writes. And as I showed Yonatan and Izzy, the Rambam in Pirik, what Pirik was it? You Gimel? And Hilchos Avelis? He says you have to be very balanced. He says, if you cry too much, and you're disrespecting Hashem. He says, the way of the world is people die, hopefully after the name of Esther. If you cry too much, it's like you're defying his decree. But he says, on the other hand, if you don't cry, you're cruel. So 3 days you cry, Shiva you can cry, but more than that, it's wrong. But the purpose of doing the Hugi Avelis, Akiva, is what? Is Shuva. The Chinuch says the same thing. I'm going to give you the Chinuch tomorrow in the Rambam. Rashi says it's covenant base. But there is no chiyuv at all for you to be mitzayir. You cry so you're not look like you're a cruel guy. You're not mechuyuv to cry. You're mechuyuv to cry so people shouldn't think you're a cruel guy. Rashi says you do it with the nihu geves because kavan emes. The Rambam and the Chinuch say alz tshuva. Okay? All right, everyone have a wonderful day. We'll continue tomorrow with the Tosfos. We've got to go fight them tomorrow. Okay, everyone have a great day. It's too early to have a mincha. Okay? So make sure you guys have mincha in the minute after the Tanakh. Okay? All right, very good.